have a couple of chunks of audio from the game. And here's a short one, and this just got my wires crossed from Collinsworth.
America's team, God's team, whatever you want it to be.
Ghostbusters team. All right, let's take a look at our next gen.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. And I was like, did I hear that right? So the dude in the crowd was dressed, I guess, as God?
Yes. I do remember that.
And he had science.
I don't remember hearing him say Ghostbusters. I guess that just went right over my head.
Well, he didn't say it very declaratively. Here, one more time.
America's team, God's team, whatever you want it to be.
Ghostbusters team. All right, let's take a look at our next gen.
What the hell is
He's
wrong with
He's got laid
him?
Out on.
Am I missing anything? Anybody?
Can't help you there, buddy.
Do you think he...
You think Al Michaels just put the bottle of whiskey down and said, what?
Like something with a who you gonna call? Like he somehow got that?
They are actively showing the guy dressed up as God. And you
oh, maybe
tell
a Halloween... I don't know.
That's loose. That's loose.
Flimsy.
That is very loose. I don't know.
I never know, man.
Well, who is that?
This is Zach and Mesquite is who this is. Yo.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good, good. I was just wanted to make a comment on it seemed like there was a fourth and one where Dak threw the Jarwin on the out route and got the easy touchdown. Philadelphia's defense was completely confused, didn't know what was going on. But it looked like there was 12 men on the field, and you saw a defensive back, like, trying to rush off the field. I was just wondering if, I mean, I know we don't know what Dak was thinking, but it would it have been beneficial to call that, call the ball, and call the snap, and then get the penalty called on him and get a new set of downs? I wanted to hear y'all's comments
on
it.
The touchdown to Jarwin wasn't fourth down. That was first and goal.
I killed him, sorry. Yeah, no, that wasn't. I thought he meant the middle of the field, fourth and one. That's all it said in the subject line of the call. I just think they were positive they were running, and I think that's also another credit to the play calling. And what? So hold on, it was a good play, so that was Kellen Moore, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. So that was the one. Kellen Moore did that one. If it didn't work, it was Garrett.
And that was a theme in the postgame show last night to where I still don't understand how you can, with a straight face, just say, man, Garrett didn't have him ready to play those last 3 weeks. That's why they come out so slow. Well, and then last night, shouldn't the narrative be, woo-hoo, well, Garrett had him ready to play last night,
he
boy.
Used the good speed. He busted out the monk thing with the fresh strawberries and the cliff.
Tiger story?
Yeah, he had to bust that one out for that game.
He had the defense ready to play. They got the turnover, and then that offense came out and scored a touchdown. Then the defense got another turnover, and the offense scored another touchdown. It's Garrett, right?
It's all Garrett. No, I love that play because I think whatever trickery they used, the Eagles were positive they were running the ball. And I didn't hear or see 12 men on the field. Even more impressive, if he was that open and they had 12 defenders on the field, I hope that's the case.
They all crashed because everyone thought.
Didn't even think about it.
You know what? We all bitched and moaned about them running on first down all the time and did it so much against the Jets that everyone thought Zeke was going to get the ball. And it was a great play fake. It was a great call, it was great execution, and it wound up being the easiest touchdown he will ever have in his entire life.
One of my favorite things from the postgame show last night was you guys kicking around how muddy the blame and credit is for this Cowboy team at any given moment. I sort of just joked about, you know, it was a good day, it was a Kellen Moore day. The last 3 weeks, Garrett wrestled the playbook out of his hand. But you and Jake and Dan were kind of bringing up the point of it's all muddy who to blame and credit. Like Garrett doesn't really get a whole lot of credit for the fact that this fourth round pick is about to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL among the pros and cons list for Jason Garrett. He doesn't get any credit for that.
No, that a former quarterback who's the head coach, who you will see after practice playing these quarterback games with Dak and all this.
Yeah, hit the crossbar and all this.
Yeah, that he has developed into one of the – he has the highest QBR in the NFL right now. But that is never mentioned
Garrett has nothing
ever.
To do with that. And then you all said it goes all the way up the chart where it's like, oh, it was a good draft pick? Oh, that was Will McClay. Will McClay made that one. Bad draft pick? Oh, Jerry Jones made that one. Stephen Jones, wild card, no idea. Maybe in charge of everything, maybe in charge of nothing, not sure. And it's like they've created, and the offense, Moore or Garrett, who knows? Defense, is that Chris Richard? No, that's Marinelli. Like, I don't know.
When it's bad, you hear a ton of Marinelli.
Yes.
When it's great, you hear a ton
fiery.
Of Chris Richard.
He's really got him fired up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the whole damn franchise is just muddy, and like you don't know who to credit or blame at any given moment.
It all starts at the top. How long have we been saying that?
It's amazing.
Jerry, man.
Yeah. Let's go to Vidal in Duncanville.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you guys recall Dak Prescott making a comment, players are sniffing themselves. I think he was referring to the linebacker core. I mean, that's the only part of our team that I see who has been playing below themselves, except for Lee. You recall in the last interception, Lee went down into the end zone and broke up that photo op and told his players to get out of the damn end zone?
No, I didn't see that, but did he?
I mean,
did they do
that,
the photo op thing?
Yeah. They were after the interception late in the fourth quarter, they ran down into the end zone to get a photo op, and Lee went down there, broke it up, told those players to get out. I think Lee is the key to the defense still. He, Cullingworth and Michaels even made a comment late in the fourth quarter where Lee was in every single play and got the Eagles off the field by himself.
Yeah, I think it was Lee's probably best game this season, as we all sort of look at him as now the third linebacker. It's funny how that happens in the snap of a finger, that the guy who 2 years ago you could not do anything unless he was on the field.
As soon as he left the field, this defense went to S.
And there were stats to back that up,
yes,
to prove that.
And now he had to play a ton more snaps last night because Van Der Esch was out for the second half. And yeah, that one drive, man, he was all over the place. I think it is doing him a ton of good not having to be out there because his body can't hold up.
He tied for the team lead with 7 tackles. He had a pass defense that should have been an interception, and he early Sean Lee was a bit of a ball hawk.
Yeah, like he dropped that one.
He definitely would want that one back, which would have been this team's second interception. I definitely think he's the leader. He's definitely the dad of the defense.
Yes. So Paul tweeted in and maybe has an explanation for what Chris Collinsworth was saying.
Please.
Ghostbusters. He said they were playing the Ghostbusters theme as production value. That's what he says. I need to go back and look at it. And if that's the case, then that's the explanation.
Good enough for me. And that's very likely being a late October game.
Okay. Kind of close to Halloween.
No,
all right, I can see that
makes
thing.
A lot of sense. But if you didn't hear that prod value,
it was really weird.
Are you mumbling Ghostbusters? Let's go Maher real quick.
Okay.
63 dang yarder, the longest kick in franchise history. He was 1 yard short of Matt Prater's NFL record, which obviously happened in Denver. A mile-high altitude, mini-game for everyone to play, and nobody look it up. What do you think the altitude of Arlington, Texas is? Anyone can play who's ready, except for the intern. Your mic stays off.
I'm going to say the altitude of Arlington, 1,800 feet.
Okay.
69 feet.
Okay. Jer?
I'll say 1,200 feet. I'm playing right.
Zinbin?
Man, no idea, but I'll go 1,100.
You think we have an idea?
I wouldn't even know what ballpark to put it in.
I'm stepping into the Zinbin.
Not much, right?
Well, I think the Zinbin for the win, because it's 604 feet.
Oh, okay.
And without looking it up, I would have no idea. I might have guessed.
Thank you. Dallas
is like 450 feet, I think.
That's it?
But anyway, that's a big difference
with
balls carrying. And I liked how they had the thing right when across the goalpost. They're like, would have been good from 66. That's kind of interesting to see.
Boy, I love Maher. He kicks it. He sees where it's going. He sees it has a little hook back. And he just puts the number one finger up before it's good. He just knew. And it surprised me because we all know that you can return a short kick and you have all those big guys. It's tough to make a tackle if you have a good returner back there. That's one of those things where, oh, man, he could run it back. And as soon as he kicked it, if you go back and watch it again, the whole entire team sprints down toward the goal line because they're trying to get prepared just in case it's short to go make a tackle. So that's what I was watching, and I thought, oh, my God, it's short.
No, they wouldn't know that.
You're right. And then Brett Maher just says, eh. Got it.
Any kick like that, I look straight at the kicker because they're the first one in the building to know if it's good or not. And once it turned, it hooked a little, you know, like started coming back, then you know you got the, your left right is good. It's only about the distance. And then you look at the kicker and he knows if he nuked it or not. He knew he was money and drills it, a 63 yarder, and he's doing it every
260 yard field goals this year.
What, 60 plus yards.
Yeah, it's, that's amazing.
Yeah, so every time you yell at Brett Maher, man, credit him for these because those are really difficult kicks.
Well, we can yell at him for missing 40.
Yeah, we'll miss
yards.
One more and we'll forget all about that.
Oh, yeah. Out the door.